In this chapter, you'll be learning about primary versus secondary research. Research can be categorized into two types, primary or secondary. Primary research is original research, such as a qualitative or quantitative, that a researcher performs to explore or answer a question. This is the type of research a scientist performs to answer their own questions with data that they collect themselves. For example, conducting scholarly interviews, surveys, analysis, or observations are all types of primary research. So they're used to create new science, such as being published in a book or an article or a journal. Secondary research is research that has been conducted independently of you and is used to further your own research or knowledge, often published in journals and is accessible through databases. By conducting secondary research, you can develop a combination or summary of existing research. These resources can be used to help form your own research questions or hypothesis, then conduct your own primary research. This is mainly used for preparing primary research. For example, your textbook is a secondary source, market research, and literature reviews. These two types of research can be distinguished by thinking of primary as the original and secondary as a summary or a collection of existing original primary research. There's five main purposes for secondary research. The first, determine what is known. While reading secondary research regarding a topic, researchers can see what research has already been done and how they might attempt to further study the topic or what questions they might want to answer. Number two is defining the problem and formulating solutions. Through reading compiled summaries of past research, researchers can see what problems or limitations other studies had and formulate ways to counteract them. Number three is to plan for primary data collection. By comparing to past research, researchers can create a plan for which methodologies and sampling methods they will use. Number four, define the population. Secondary research can provide a clearer picture of the population the researcher intends to reach, and which avenues are best to represent the population most effectively. Lastly, number five, supply background information. Comparing your data to other studies' data can be helpful to see what new things may have been found in your study. And remember, no primary research should be done without conducting secondary research first.